This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Across the world, many wildlife reserves and animal sanctuaries have been severely impacted by the reduced tourism caused by the coronavirus lockdown measures, and that in turn has impacted conservation work. The Bornean Sun Bear Conservation Centre, the only sun bear conservation centre in the world, is also being impacted by the coronavirus lockdown measures. And I find out more from Dr. Wong Siew Tee, a sun bear conservationist and the CEO and founder of the Bornean Sun Bear Conservation Centre. Welcome, Dr. Wong. How are you today?
Good. I'm very good. Thank you very much. Good to talk to you, Juliet.
Yes, it's been years, Dr. Wong. I mean, we last caught up. I can't even remember which year it was, you know, a few years ago. But can you just remind everybody about the work that you do at the Bornean Sun Bear Conservation Centre?
Yeah, sure. So at the Bornean Sun Bear Conservation Centre, we team up with Sabah Wildlife Department, Sabah Forestry Departments, to rescue all the illegal captive bred sun bears in Sabah. And then so we improve their animal welfare. We do education work to educate the general public. We do research. We conduct rehabilitation work. So for those bears that still can have the chance to go back into the wild, we are giving them the second chance. And then in 2014, we open the center to the public. The public can come and visit. So we're involving actively in ecotourism sector as well.
And you know, how are things going at the center? I was reading that a Department of Wildlife and National Parks Peninsula Malaysia, or Perhelatan, you know, an analysis from 2018 estimated that there are only 300 to 500 sun bears left in Malaysia. Is that accurate?
That is the best numbers that come out by the Perhelatan. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but, you know, that is the official number. So we have to trust that number for the time being. So that is the best and the only numbers that we have.
Okay. And, you know, if you can remind people, what are some of the threats that is impacting sun bears? You know, what is causing their numbers to decline?
So the threats for the sun bears in the past was habitat destruction, habitat loss. Mm-hmm. And then right now, exacerbated with hunting and poaching for pets keeping, for meat consumption, for gallbladder, for traditional medicines and so on. And then even until today, there are still sun bears being poached in the forest. And then just a few days ago, I discovered some sun bears, sun bears being poached, and then the picture was posted on Facebook in one of their private groups. So that is really, really bad.
And this is happening despite our lockdown measures. It's still happening quite actively, lah, these sorts of things.
Yes, it seems like it from the evidence that we gather from, you know, those hunters or poachers posted their pride, their kills during this period. So there are people go hunting despite the MCO lockdown, despite, you know, they're supposed to do diam-diam di rumah.
Not obviously not happening. And I think another threat to the sun bears is also the illegal pet trade, if I'm correct.
Yes, illegal pet trades is always binned. Yeah, because bear cubs are very cute, very small, and then there are people willing to pay a lot of money to acquire a sun bear as pets. And then the best example to see this issue is last year we have this sun bear cubs being kept by a singer in a condominium in Kuala Lumpur.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. We thought it was so a dog, apparently. Knows. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't think it is. Well, come on. A puppy and a sun bear cub is a very different thing, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So it's an ongoing threat, and I know that, you know, from reports from traffic, for example, you know, the internet and social media is just fueling this trade.
Yes, yes. So it was literally very difficult to control because, you know, when the authorities shut down a website or an account on social media, there's another one popping up. I think everybody needs to know that these kind of acts, this kind of, you know, keeping exotic animals, protected animals is illegal, and then you cannot do that. And of course, the authority have to treat this kind of criminals seriously as of human crime. And then where they need to involve like police investigations, different government agency investigations, so that we can shut this business down once and for all. And then every times when I think about, you know, these few people causing a huge damage to our wildlife population, it's not worth it. You know, you're not going to get any economic gain. It's just to please some rich people, have their, you know, special hobby or have their special appetite, want to eat this and want to eat that, and then causing a lot of damages on our natural resources.
Yeah, and you know, like you said earlier, you know, we don't even know what their population is like. But I think conservationists like you believe that there might be fewer sun bears than orangutan left in the wild. Am I correct?
Yes, definitely. From years of study, working with the sun bear, we know that the density of sun bears in the forest is much lower than the orangutan. So orangutan is considered as a critically endangered species. So imagine that an animal that in natural, you know, the density of the of sun bears in the forest is even lower than the orangutan. So they are extremely vulnerable. And we know that why this is, because the forest produce very little fruits for the sun bears, and therefore the whole productivity of the forest is very low, and therefore they have a very slow reproduction rate. A female sun bear, we estimated that, you know, in her lifetime, she can only produce 3 or 4 cubs in her whole lifetime, and that's it. Yeah, so with this kind of reproduction output, they cannot withstand any kind of human-caused mortality.
And I remember from, you know, our previous conversations, when the bear cubs are poached, more often than not, the mothers are killed so that the poachers can get access to the babies.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, like, sun bears, orangutans, actually a lot of large mammals, babies tag along with mom all the time, you know, like baby gibbon or whatever. So every time when a poachers want to capture or acquire a baby infant, the mom has to be killed because the mom would die protecting their babies. I mean, humans do the same thing too. You know, it is very easy to understand. Yeah. So every time when you see a baby animals for sale or being kept by somebody, behind it means that the mom has been killed brutally.
That's really troubling. And but you know, if people do see such advertisements online, for example, you know, selling bear parts or selling even sun bear cubs, they should immediately contact Perhelitan, correct? And report the whatever sites that they have found.
Yes, that is correct. So in West Malaysia is Perhelitan, in Sabah is Sabah Wildlife Department, and then in Sarawak is Sarawak Forestry. So there are three different government agencies across Malaysia that govern the owned wildlife in, you know, Peninsula, Sabah and Sarawak.
Okay, all right. So I know that currently you have about 43 rescued bears at the centre. And I know each of them come with their own unique personality, something that's very unique about these bears. Tell me about some of the bears that are calling BSBCC home at the moment.
Oh, okay. So we have Mary, Fulong, Julaini, Alun, Abui. Yeah.
So
and,
many.
And there's many, many. So many.
And tell me a little bit about their personalities, or maybe just tell me about one or two, you know, how they came to be with you and, you know, how have they been responding to life at the center? And, you know, do you think that there's a chance for them to be reintroduced to the wild?
Yeah. So say, for example, yeah, well, there are bears that we rescue are not, have no chance to go back into the wild. So say that, say, for example, Fulong, you know, Fulong come from Long Pasia, when he was captured by a local hunter when he was really small before he opened his eye. And then when he opened his eye, he saw humans imprint on him. And then and we got him when he was about 6 or 7 months old. He was very attached to people. He always wanted people. So bears like him cannot be released back into the wild, because if he is released back into the wild, then he will always looking for people, you know. And then there is no any good outcome if a bear constantly seek for people. Of course, the local villagers or the or whoever, you know, bump into a bears or bears come to their house, yeah, would definitely, this animal have to be destroyed. Yeah. So bears like Fulong will live in our center for the rest of his life. And then like bears like Natalie, back in 2010 we rescued Natalie from Ladatu, and then and she was doing really well in terms of her rehabilitations. And then she grew up I walk her in the forest when she was little, and then up after she grew up as a beautiful adult female bears, and then in 2015 we released her back into the forest in Tabin Wildlife Reserve. So she's theoretically, you know, live happily and freely wild in the forest right now.
That's wonderful. Do you keep track of them when they are released back into the wild, or that's it, you're done in that sense?
No, actually we do. So every release bears, we fitted them with a satellite collar so that we can monitor their movements. Mm-hmm. And then again, in theory, this collar will follow them for about 12 months' time. But in reality, this collar doesn't work, you know, as we wanted it to work. You know, sometimes the collar malfunctions, sometimes the collar drop off. Mm. Yeah. And then like the case of Natalie, she dropped off her collar after two or three months in the forest. And then we sent a team into the forest to retrieve the collar. And then we found the collar is a clean drops. You know, maybe she becomes skinny a little bit after she was in the wild with nobody feeding them on a regular basis. And then her neck, you know, shrink a little bit, and then her collar drop off. And then after the collar drop off, then we have no means to track them down. We can only like wish them good luck and hopefully they can make it.
Okay. All right. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the coronavirus has caused lockdown of many centres across the world. And, you know, the same has been for you. How has it been, you know, since the movement control order was implemented?
Yeah, so after the MCO was implemented, our centers, of course, have to close to the public. So it has been about 2 months now we close to the public. And then we have a team of bear care workers still working every day at the center to feed the bears, to keep the bear well, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the other teams, you know, of our education officers, our ticketing team have to work from home. And then, of course, with the close down of our center, we have no revenues, and then no revenues to, you know, feed the bears, and therefore we do a series of plea of the donations, or ask people to donate or adopt our bears. Mm-hmm. Over the last few weeks. Yeah, so things are, you know, just like other businesses, things are bad. It's really bad because our expenses remain, and then but we got no income at all.
And, you know, I guess a lot of revenue goes towards supporting the sun bears, of course, right? And how much do you generally need to keep bears fed and healthy in that sense?
Oh, okay. So our center, I mean, we have 30 full-time staff. Our center every month, we need about 120,000 ringgit to run the entire center in tip-top condition.
Of course.
And then for the bears, yeah, the bear food every month, we spend about 20,000 ringgit just for the bear food. And that is excluding the medicines, the other cares, the maintenance, and so on and so forth. So it is quite a costly operation. But before the MCO, we are doing great because of the, you know, tourism activities in Sabah. Nature-based tourism is really good. So we got no problem. Actually, we are flourishing. But suddenly we are hit by this coronavirus, COVID-19. Then things change so much.
Okay, so you do need funds, obviously, to keep both your staff and the bears, of course, healthy and, you know, living properly. So how can, you know, how would you like us to help? You know, is there a way that we can donate, or can we adopt bears, for example?
Yes, yeah, general public can donate to us, you know, very simple. They go to our website, which is at www.bsbcc.org.my, and then just click the donation button. And then if they are in Malaysia, they can do a direct bank in into our account, which is also listed on the website. And then beside donations, we also have a series of like bear adoption program. Yeah, also you can find it on our website, which stated very clear on top of each website, there's a adoption click. So you just click on that and then adopt our sun bears. We have two different kind of bears adoption program. Share bear adoption program is 300 ringgit a year. So where several people share to adopt a bear with 300 ringgit a year. Mm-hmm. And then another program called My Bear adoption program. So an individual specifically adopt one bear for 1 year that costs a little bit more, that is about 7,200 ringgit for my bear program. And then beside that, you know, the general public can also like buy a pot of honey, buy a, you know, sponsor a little toy, the hammer, you know, for the bears with us, with the cost, with the costing. And then general public also can support us by purchasing our merchandise. So we have a series of merchandise, you know, t-shirt, cat, caps, you know, all this available for sale online. So you can purchase it and then we'll ship it to your house. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And I know that last Saturday, for example, you held a virtual tour of the centre, right, to get everybody to know them. For those of us who missed it, is there a way that we can catch that tour as well?
Yes, yes. Last Saturday on May 16, we are celebrating the Sun Bear Day. Okay, and then I do a 1 hour virtual tour of the center. So you can view that virtual tour at our Facebook site. You know, just go to the Facebook, open up, and then type in search for Bonin Sun Bear Conservation Center or BSBCC, and you will find it and you'll see that video. And hopefully it will give you an idea what is our center like and how is our bear doing. And then on the Facebook or our social media like Instagram, we also have a series of pictures, stories, videos. So feel free to check on it and click it and like it, that you will help us spread the word as well.
Okay, and I know I've been to the website before. You know, it's full of information about sun bears. You know, anything you want to know about them, you can find it there. It's a wonderful resource for both children and adults alike. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of volunteers as well helping out. Maybe not now because of the movement control order, but in the future when things hopefully get better, is there a way that people can also volunteer at the centre?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our volunteer program is actually quite popular. You know, of course, you know, right now we don't have any volunteers. We cannot have any volunteers. But when things are good, no pandemic, our volunteer program is actually quite popular. So people can join up our volunteer program. They can also learn about this volunteer program from our website. You know, the minimum durations for any volunteers to commit is 2 weeks' time. So visit our website and learn more about it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking to Dr. Wong Siew Tee. He's the CEO and founder of the Bonin Sun Bear Conservation Center. And he's been giving up some updates, you know, from the center. They have been impacted by the coronavirus lockdown measures. So again, if you'd like to find out more information or if you'd like to donate or, you know, help out in any way, do head to their website, which is bsbcc.org.my. They also have a Facebook and Instagram page. Just search for the Bonin Sun Bear Conservation Center. Follow them, click like, you know, follow them and find out how you can get involved to help these beautiful sun bears and all the hard workers at the center. If you miss any part of the interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can search for the podcast on our BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.